Welcome to the Keynote Podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
When I was a young pastor, I was always seeking the simple yet profound ways to communicate the gospel and what is required of those who respond to the gospel. As you know, I'm not in favor of people making superficial responses, because there's nothing superficial about the gospel. And one of the simple things that I learned very early on is just an illustration using my two hands. So if you just like to look. And I would say to people, now, this is you, and this is Jesus. And you are saying, come, Lord. Come into my life, or come and heal me, or come and answer my need. And Jesus is saying, come to me. Come to me. Come to me. And you're saying, come, Lord. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. And he's saying, come to me. Come to me. Now, someone has to give way. Guess who? See, it's not a question of Jesus coming to us until first we have come to Jesus. Now, this is a truth that pervades the whole of the gospel. Everything that Jesus was saying and doing. So let me just remind you of some of the ways in which this was being effected through both what he taught and what he did. When he called the first disciples, he said, come. Come, follow me. So the important thing for every Christian, not only at the beginning of their Christian life, but throughout their Christian life, is every day, are you coming to him to follow him? It's not just a decision that you make at the beginning of your Christian walk. But in order to follow him, you have to come to him. There were two disciples of John the Baptist. And when John said, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, they decided to leave John and to follow Jesus. So as we know, a disciple at that time was someone who wanted to emulate, who wanted to be like his master or his teacher. So he would just hang out, he would spend time, he would eat, he would virtually live with the guy. He wouldn't just sit at his feet and learn what he taught. So when these two disciples came to Jesus, they wanted to know, where are you staying? We want to come and be with you. And he said to them, come and you will see. You see, there again, if you come with Jesus, you will see not only where he is, but where he's going. You will see what he's wanting. Often we, you know, have this attitude, oh Lord, I need a word of revelation, I need you to speak. Well, come. It's all a question of coming. Come, come, come. Jesus gave an invitation, a very wide invitation. Come to me, all you who are weary, heavy laden, you who are burdened, you who have need, and I will give you rest. when people have a need, what do they tend to do? They need to say, Lord, come and help me. Come and heal me. Come and do this. Come and do that. But Jesus said, no, no, come to me. Come to me. Not come to a counselor. Not come to a meeting.
Come on.
Not come to a preacher. But come to me. Everything you see is focused around Jesus. If you come to me, I will give you rest. I will give you peace. I will give you healing. I will give you whatever is going to meet your need. But it all starts with coming to him. There's this amazing statement in the gospel that all who came to him were healed.
Yes.
Jesus didn't go to every sick person, but all who came to him were healed. I believe that's a biblical principle that still pertains today. People that are waiting for Jesus to come and heal him often die waiting. Because the scripture says, come to me, and I will give you. We need to have this constant attitude of coming and encouraging others all the time. Well, come to him, come to him, come to him. It's not just come and give your life to the Lord, but every day. You see, what God is doing is saying, come to me in prayer. You come to him in prayer, you go out in power. But so often we want to go out in the power without coming to him in prayer. If you ever get weary of coming to him, you'll soon get weary of going. But if you're never weary of coming with him and meeting with him and receiving from him all that you need, then you're never weary of going. But we'll come to that a little more later on. We're bidden, you see, to come and draw near. Not now to the human Jesus, but to the risen, exalted, reigning, victorious Christ. Come and draw near. Draw near to the throne. The throne won't come to you, you come to the throne. And there you find mercy and grace to help you in your time of need. There's this movement. Come involves movement. You can't come statically. Physically you may not move, but in your heart you are moving. You are moving towards Jesus. Come, draw near. We know that verse at the beginning of Revelation 4 where John sees this vision of the open door and hears the voice, come up higher. You see, right from the beginning, right through to the end of your Christian experience, God is still saying, come, 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 follow me. Come and see what I will do. Come to me in your need. Come and be healed. Come in prayer right to the throne of grace. Come up higher. Because I want to lift you higher and higher. Show you more of my glory, that more of my glory may be revealed through you. And then Jesus gives great promises for those who are faithful in coming and therefore doing what will glorify God with what they receive when they come. So, for example, in the parable of the talents, the faithful ones who multiply, who double what has been given to them, receive this wonderful promise, come and share in your master's happiness. Faithfulness is rewarded in Scripture. And then, of course, the sheep, the time of judgment, the sheep on the right hand who have been faithful in doing what God calls them to do, receive this wonderful, wonderful invitation, come and share in the inheritance of God's heavenly kingdom that has been prepared for you. That which we just know partially now, we shall know fully then. But you see, even at the day of judgment, there's still the invitation, the command, come. Never do we receive anything as of our right, but only of his right. Everything is his to give to those who come. But of course, Jesus' motive in calling people to come was not only to meet their needs, to bless them, to give them a wonderful inheritance, but in order to enable them to go. So those who come and those who receive from him are then commanded to go. So come follow me, he says to the disciples, but then a little later he's saying, go into all the world. Go and preach the gospel of the kingdom. Go and heal the sick. Go and raise the dead. Go and cast out demons. But you see, they receive all the ability, all the authority, all the power that they need to go only because they've come. And only because they keep coming. Those that are trying to minister today out of an anointing they received a long time ago are drying up. And they don't see nearly so much happening as a result. But God ever wants that anointing to be fresh because we're coming. And therefore, when we go, things happen. Life is imparted. People are transformed. Bodies are healed. Demons flee. Even the dead are raised. Hallelujah. So even when people came to Jesus for healing, he often told them to go. Go and wash in the pool of Siloam to the blind man. And as he went and did that, he was healed. He came, he heard, he obeyed, he was healed. To the 10 lepers, go and show yourself to the priest. As they went, in obedience to what Jesus had said, they were healed. The Syrophoenician woman, the Gentile woman, who came in desperation to Jesus because her young daughter was bound demonically. She came to him. She found him. She had to search him out. And Jesus said, go. Because of your faith, your daughter is healed. See, the whole of the Christian life is come and go. Come and go. Come and go. It's not come, 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 come. It's not go, 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 go. It's come and go. Come and go. Come and go. every day come and go. Every time you pray, you're coming to the Lord. And I guarantee if you pray like that, the Lord will come to you. And every day you'll enjoy fellowship with Him. You'll know your unity with Him. You'll be able to hear His voice. You know what He is saying into the circumstances of your life. Not because you're sitting there waiting for a word, but because you're coming. It's an attitude, isn't it? Jesus not only sent the 12 out, He sent the 72 out. Go. Go and heal the sick and tell them why they were healed, that the kingdom of God is at hand. And because they went, having come to Him, they went in obedience, they then came back with joy because of what they'd seen happening as a result. They came, they went, they came. You see, it's a constant two-way action. Hallelujah. You're getting too excited again. That's because it's Tuesday morning. Now, Jesus gave to the disciples and gives to us the authority to tell other things to go. So Jesus commands 2,000 demons with one word, go. It's a powerful word. He didn't name the demons. He didn't have a conversation with them. He just dismissed them. Go. And He gave that same authority to the disciples as He sent them out in His name. But as I was praying and over this word this morning, God just spoke something to me fresh about the authority He has given us to command mountains to go. And I must confess, I'd always looked at that in the light of, well, if we command the mountain, God will cause it to go. And it was as if the Lord said, look more closely at what I said. What does He say about the mountain? He doesn't say that God will move it. That when you address the mountain, you say, go, throw yourself into the sea. Are you there? Are you hearing? Because that hit me this morning. I don't know how many times I've used that scripture, preached on that scripture. But that word yourself just was highlighted by the Holy Spirit. Go throw yourself. That is authority. But that's the authority that He's given you. We know it's not a question of asking God to take the problem away because we have to address the problem, but we address the problem in such a way, with such authority, with such expectation, that we say to the mountain, go and throw yourself into the sea. In one sense, it seems that it's got nothing to do with God, but we know, of course, this is a spiritual truth, a spiritual reality, and it's got everything to do with God. But what He's talking about is the attitude that we need to have. That because we've come, we have the authority to tell mountains to go and throw themselves into the sea, as well as having the authority to tell demons to go, because we command them in the name of Jesus. Are we getting this? Perhaps there's a mountain or two that you need to address this morning and say, go and throw yourself into the sea. As any mountain that gets thrown into the sea sinks without trace. Yes. Then, of course, there's the Great Commission that Jesus has given to the church. Go into all the world and make disciples. What are disciples? Those who come and go. They come and go. They come and go. They come and go. Reproduce yourself, because you keep coming every day and going in my name every day. Reproduce others who will keep coming to me every day and going every day. They will come to me in prayer, they will meet with me, they will surrender to me, they will submit to me, they will remain humble before me, and they will go in my name to do great exploits. Make disciples of all nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. What's he commanded you? Come. 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 Not just at the beginning, all the way through. Go. 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 What's he commanded you? Come and go. Come and go. Come and go. And if there's anything that stands in the way, tell those things to go.
Come on.
It's all a question of coming and going, coming and going, coming and going. Simple word this morning. And Jesus said some interesting things about going. To the Roman centurion, he said, go, it will be done for you just as you believed. But you see, how does faith get enlarged? Because we come and we listen and we hear and then we go and it will be done just as we believed. Are you hearing? Then, of course, there's the woman who pressed through the crowd. She came and touched him. And because you come to him and touch him in prayer every day, power goes out of him and into you. Go, daughter, your faith has healed you. Come, and you touch him, and you go with your need met. And then to the demoniac, who is miraculous, you know, the one who is chained and breaking his chains and causing chaos and devastation everywhere. He wanted to follow Jesus when he was about to go back over the lake, because he just came over the lake to deliver that one man. But Jesus said to him, no, go. Go to your own family. Go to your own neighbor. Go to your own area and tell what great things God has done for you. There's a time to come and there's a time to go. And that's amazing, you see, because Jesus went across to the area of the 10 towns, the Decapolis, but he came back having just delivered that one man, but that one man became the evangelist to the 10 towns. Not just a preacher, but someone who everybody knew, at least by reputation, as this wild, dangerous character. Now he goes and says what great things God has done.
Right. Very good.
So there we are. Every day you come, every day you go because you've come. Every day you go because of what you've received when you come. And when you go, you take what you have received. When you come to the keynote, every week you expect to hear something different. Well, that's only because I've come to the Lord to get something different. Whatever is His word for that time. But that's what the whole of our Christian experience is like. What we need for today and every day is not what we think we need, but what Jesus says we need. It's not a question of doing what we think would be good to do, but doing what He tells us to do. So this coming and going is all about relationship. Because what you never want to do is to go alone. But you see, those who come know that He goes with them. Why? Because they've got this instilled in their life that they follow Him. That these sheep who have this wonderful word from the Lord at the time of judgment come and share in the inheritance prepared for you. They are those who have gone and done the business, haven't they? Not like the goats. But they've gone and done the business. Why? Because sheep know my voice and follow me. And what does Jesus say about sheep? In John 10, it says, I am the gate for the sheep. Are you ready? My sheep come in and go out. They come in and they go out. They come in and they go out. And they find pasture. The interesting thing is they find the pasture when they go out. But they come in and they meet. They're in the safety, the security of where the Lord puts them. Because He's not like the hireling who flees when the wolf comes. But the sheep are under His protection. But He's the gate, not only through which they come in to have rest, but they go out and find pasture. They go out and fulfill everything that God has for them to do. We want to come to the end of every day knowing that we've come,
yes,
and we've gone. And we can come back at the end of the day and say, as we come in, you know, to the place of security, night, we come back and say, thank you, Jesus, for all that I've seen you do today. Why? Because disciples are those who follow and they see not only where He is, but what He does. Let's all stand. Now I just want you to pray. Just respond to that word. First of all, just focus on this word, come. Just leave the going for a few minutes. Just focus on the coming. Come follow me. Are you following him? Is this your attitude every day? Oh Lord, today I want to follow you. I want to be the sheep who hears your voice and follows you. I want to follow you in the way that you lead me. I want to follow you into doing the things that you want for me today. Come, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you've said to me, come and see. Come and see. Come up higher and I will show you what will take place after this. Come. Come and see. Come up higher. There's so much more that I want to show you of myself, of my purposes. Come and see. Come up higher. Are you weary? We had such a great first week of term. Many people are saying it's the best first week we've ever had. Well, this is what, third week, is it? Needs to be the best third week of term you've ever had. Why? Because you've still got this attitude, well, I'm coming. I'm coming to you, I'm coming to hear, I'm coming to sit at your feet, I'm coming to receive. So that you equip me to go. See, if you're never weary of coming, you'll never be weary of going. Hallelujah, we thank you, Jesus. Perhaps you have some need and your attitude has been, oh Lord, come. Come and meet this need. Come and heal me. And all the time Jesus has been saying to you, come to me. If you're weary, if you're burdened, if you have a need, come to me. Come to me. It's a different kind of mentality. It's a different way of praying. The measure you give is the measure you get back. You come and you give. You present your body as a living sacrifice. Your mind to be renewed. Come, come, come. This isn't just some angel that's saying, come. This is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The most privileged thing you have ever heard in the whole of your life is the voice of Jesus saying to you, come. That's the highest call that anybody can have. Call from the Son of God. Yeah. Come.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come, follow me. Come and see. Come and I will give you rest. Come. 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 Hallelujah. At the end of the day, he wants to be able to say to you, come and share in your master's happiness. As a faithful sheep, he wants to say, come and enjoy that inheritance prepared for you from the beginning of time, from the creation of the world. God has been preparing this wonderful inheritance for you. Come. What a privilege. What a privilege. What a privilege to be in Jesus' team. You remember when you were a kid and people picked up teams and you were always wondering whether you'd get picked or whether you'd get left to last? Well, Jesus has picked you for his team. Amen. And nobody can unpick you. Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful. You've been picked for the best team, for the highest team, for the victorious team, the team that is never defeated. We all support sports teams that sometimes get defeated, but we are part of a team that can never be defeated. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, I come. I come afresh today. I come afresh in my heart. Thank you for the wonderful privilege of serving you. Greatest privilege known to man, to be called by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, yes, to follow you, to serve you, to worship you, to honor you, to be one with you, to live in you, and to have you living in me. Oh Lord, what wonderful, wonderful privilege. Nothing could surpass such great and mighty truths. And I praise you, Lord. I bless you, Jesus. I give you all the glory. Saria leto bakara sitoria leto bakara sinoma. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you constantly call me to draw near to you, to your throne, where I find mercy and grace to help in the time of need. Thank you every day of my life. You reissue this command, this invitation, this privilege to come to you, to draw near to you, to be at one with you. Oh, Lord, 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 what wonderful, wonderful, wonderful privilege. Just instill in my heart, Lord, a greater sense of that privilege, of that wonder, of the awe of being called by you. Praise you, Jesus. So thank him that you're his disciple. Now let's just focus on the word go. because you've come, you are called to go. As his disciple, go and preach the gospel of the kingdom. Just thank the Lord, he's got a place for you in that. He's got a way for you to do that. Whether it's to big crowds, whether it's to one-on-one, doesn't matter, so long as you're fulfilling what he calls you to do. There are some that preach to big crowds, but they don't bring as many to the Lord as the anointed one-to-one people. Just because you preach to a big crowd doesn't mean you're going to have a big harvest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that because I've come, I can go. And I can go in the good of all I receive whenever I come.
Yes, Lord, I always want to go in your power. I always want to go anointed by you. I always want to go fresh by you.
Thank you that because I come in prayer, I can go in power. Porala bazatari elero bakara sita di sandam. Vara tapari elero bakara sita di sandam.
That's how I want to live, Lord. I want to live in that way.
Thank you, Lord, I can heal the sick in your name. I can go and heal the sick. Thank you that you've given me authority over all the power of the evil one. I can say go, and they will go. Thank you, I don't need a formula because I have your authority. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, I might be a lamb that goes out among wolves, but I don't go out alone. I go out with you with me, Lord. Hallelujah. Por alla bazata pari eletto bacala sita di sanduma. And thank you, Lord, you've given me authority not only to command demons to go, but to demand mountains to go and throw themselves into the sea. Now that means that if you command that mountain with authority, it has to go and throw itself into the sea. You're not waiting for God to do something or waiting for somebody else to do something. Because you have commanded that mountain to go and throw itself into the sea, it has to do it. It will be done for you. You don't have to worry how it will be done for you.
That's it.
But it will be done for you. But you're commanding, mountain, you go and throw yourself into the sea. Well, you can do it right now, but when you exercise authority, you command. When you command, there's no two ways about it. You're expecting obedience. You're expecting immediate obedience. You're expecting that mountain to shift immediately.
That's it. Come on.
Come on, let's do that then. Just start commanding those mountains in your own life. Never mind about the mountains in somebody else's life.
Thank you.
You can do that as well, but you've got to learn to shift the mountains in your own life. Hallelujah. Go and throw yourself into the sea. You see, you're all doing it, but you're doing it quietly. Jesus said, speak, not whisper. He said, speak to the mountain. Speak to the mountain. Tell it to go and throw itself into the sea. He didn't say, whisper to the mountain. He didn't say, think about the mountain. He didn't say, contemplate the mountain. He didn't say, meditate on the mountain. He said, speak to the mountain. Say, go and throw yourself into the sea. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Just thank the Lord that He's called you for victory. That He always leads you in His triumphant procession. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pura la bazata balanda. Now Jesus is saying to you what He said to that centurion, go, it will be done for you according to your faith. Come on, thank the Lord for that. It will be done for you according to your faith. Whatever you believe, it will be done for you. 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 Hallelujah. Your job is to believe and it will be done for you. Go, it will be done for you. According to your faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But go, it will be done just as you have believed. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Holy One. Thank you, Lord. Blessed King, wonderful, wonderful Savior. Come on, lift your hands and just praise Him now. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Pura la bazata barazata ba karazita ba. Balandari alero ba karazita ri satari aleto ba karazita ba. Balandari alero bakara sitri satari alero bakara sitaba. Borandari alero bakara sitri satari aleto bakara sitama. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You always lead us. In your triumphant procession, always, 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 always. Thank you that we're overcomers. Thank you that we're overcomers. Pura la bazata bara situri satoba. Balandari elero bakala situri sando bakala zitaba. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Lord, that you will keep us faithful to the end. And then we will be able to hear your voice saying, come and take that inheritance prepared for you. Come and take that inheritance. Come and take that inheritance prepared for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, even then, on that day of judgment, God's word is come and take that inheritance. Somehow, even on the day of judgment, there will be a coming and taking. Hallelujah. It's there as a principle all the way through the gospel from beginning to end. Come, follow me. Come and take your inheritance. There's that old revival hymn, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Well, you come at the beginning to the Lamb of God, and you come at the end and take your inheritance with the Lamb that is enthroned on high. Oh, Lord. How mighty and wonderful, 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 wonderful you are. How great and wonderful is your inheritance. Come on, let's have the band forward. We just need to praise God. We need to rejoice. But while they're getting ready, just turn to all those around you and say, I'm a come and go Christian. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we praise you. We bless you. We thank you that you came to us. And thank you that you then returned to be with the Father, taking us with you. Hallelujah. So that even now you see us seated in heavenly places. And we just surround your throne. We come with all that heavenly host this morning, right before your throne, to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise that is due to your name.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.